we made a pact from the beginning. We're either going to win being us or we're going to lose being us. Simple. Right? And when you go for being you, it's going to come with a lot of hate instead of trying to appease people.
Right.
Right? We always came in being us, having fun, and love being us and doing what we doing. And that resonated with a lot of people. Top of the movement. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, then need me, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. If you know like I know, top of the movies, man. Season 3 on y'all, motherfucker.
Hey, top of Mook back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Season 3, episode 42.
Season 3, episode 42 is what it do.
How it feel, brother? Be
man,
back,
legend
man.
Fire. Hold on, hold on. Where the thing
there
at?
There you go.
Where the, gotta find it. I'm legend cute.
Got you, got you, got you.
Help me, help me, help me, God. No, I'm sorry. We back, man. Better than ever, guys. I know you missed us, but hey.
For sure.
Make sure you go to the top of the MOOC. On all streaming platforms, Apple Music.
Yeah, Free suddenly gave me the top of the MOOC podcast clips.
Yeah, we need to get on them damn clips, man.
Where are the clips at, Free?
In the clips, boy.
See, look, you see him smirking and shit. Yeah.
Yes,
top of the MOOC podcast clips. Make sure you subscribe.
The clips channel. And then, of course, on the Apple podcast, is what it is.
Absolutely.
Spotify.
Five star on Apple, too.
Five stars. And make a comment. We're going to look at those comments and reply back to you guys when you do that. You know, on top of that, make sure you comment below on our channel right now and hit that subscribe button, notification bell.
Yep.
Super important.
Absolutely super.
And on top of that, too, if you want any type of promotion.
Product placement.
Product placement for sure. Email. Ball or nothing else. Yeah, you got a flash, but I'm saying, that's your understanding.
What's the email?
ballornothingelse@yahoo.com.
There you go.
ballornothingelse@yahoo.com.
All business inquiries.
Yes, yes. Or DM me on Instagram. I get right to it, man. Mr. Organic, one word, everything all below in the description.
And guess what?
What's that?
I've been seeing all my DMs, too. Uh-oh. Hit me up, too.
Type week.
No. I'm getting better, right? Yeah. It's going to take some time, but I see them, though. I'm seeing them. I've been responding back to a lot of G-Squiz on the MOOC, you know what I'm saying? So I've been able to tap in,
That correspondence is very important.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, too. Tall Guy Comedy's on there, too.
You know what I'm saying? We need all that extra understandings, man, because like I said, this is season 3. We starting it back up with a vengeance, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to my dog, DC, back in business, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? RIP to his pops.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's, life is crazy sometimes, man.
Yeah, condolences to you and your family, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
We just had this conversation off camera, you know what I'm saying? But, make sure y'all send DC some love, man. DC, the composer on Instagram. Make sure y'all send y'all love. Make sure y'all send y'all support and y'all condolences, man. If y'all rock with us, you got to rock with... If you rock with we, you got to rock with all of us, man.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Because we a team, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all send y'all love over his way. DC, the composer on Instagram. And make sure y'all tap in with Farid on Instagram, too.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he ain't sent me the clips.
Leave them clips, boy.
Yeah, man, make sure y'all tap in. But yeah, man, episode 42.
Episode 42, what it do, man?
Sheesh, where do we even start? Last time, I didn't have my real estate license or nothing.
Yeah, you got a real estate license.
Yeah, and we're currently going through the motions with everything with that. You know
finishing
what I'm saying?
Finishing out all the extra credentials and all that to get that.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Get it in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be like, congratulations early.
Thank you, brother.
You know what I'm saying? For passing the test. And then
I failed the first time, got it on the second time.
Yeah, like I said, I was watching that episode. It was crazy. That was a real new episode. You can see the emotion. Like, you know what I'm saying? With the wife, let me get the paper. Huh?
Yeah.
Feel kind of thicker than the other one. I don't know now.
Yeah, but the other one had papers on. I think this one had papers too. I don't know.
You go ahead. Let me go ahead. I think I got it.
I felt confident on the second one, though.
Yeah,
I felt confident on the first one, though.
Right.
That first, boy, that test is hard.
That's why I hurt even more, because you was confident on the first one.
Yeah, and you know how much I was studying. I was studying that since January 2022.
Yeah, you was out of there. You was locked alone.
For those who don't got the backstory, I got all my material and started studying in January 2022. And I got my license while I passed the exam September 16th, 2022. So the thing is, for those who don't know, you got to do the qualifying exams, right? So you got to get 3 qualifying exams in the state of California. The state of California is the hardest place in the whole United States to get your real estate license. So let's get that understood, too, when we're talking about the difficulty of the test, right? And you understand, I got my GED in prison, high school diploma, brother. So it's like, right. Books ain't necessarily my strength. You know what I'm saying? Sure. The learning part, you know, learning disability.
You got your college degree, though.
I did get that. Come on, brother. But
you told me how you did it.
Yeah, but I did it. But hey, brother. You know what I'm saying?
You had to do.
You got your finagles in college. Now let's keep it trill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got the women doing homework.
Especially nowadays, there's too many accessible ways to get
to it. But one thing you can't do in college is cheat the test.
The test is different.
The test is different. So I did get my bachelor's degree.
Unless you're getting cahoots with the teacher.
Yeah, I ain't getting no cahoots with the teacher, bro. Because even then, though, that's a lot of teachers to get the cahoots with. Cause yeah, right.
Some are men, so how far are you going to go with it?
Yeah,
you
know, yeah. But no, I had the girls doing the homework and, you know, and all that, the assignments, the papers, you know, different things like that, you know. But them tests is where you got to get it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you finagle that too a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But you got to be sharp with it.
Yeah, you
got
to be on point.
You got to be witty.
Yeah, because I never did any homework. Ever in life, I don't think I ever went home, did some assignment, and brought it back. Like, it's always a day of or something.
But you got your high school diploma, though.
Of course. You know what
but
I'm saying?
Not college.
No, not college. But right. I put a lot of years in college, though.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I won 2 years when I was in Atlanta, then a year when I was in Arizona.
Yep.
So, 3 good years of college. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But, did you ever think about finishing?
Nah, hell no. Yeah, I hated it with a passion. I never cared about school. Anytime somebody bring it up to me, I get furious. Like,
yeah.
I remember Ross said that one time, man, you ever thinking about going, nigga, nah, I'm finna be you, nigga.
I'm about to be 3-0.
Yeah, what you talking about? Don't try to get me on some path to like regular dumb. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going no path to regular dumb.
You always knew you was definitely.
Damn one. Yeah. Like, I couldn't accept it, so thank God I was right. But yeah, he was like, man, you know you could go finish your school. I looked at the nigga like, shut your ass up. Finishing no school, nigga. You stupid, nigga.
That wasn't your destiny.
Man, nah, man.
You felt that early.
And I was right, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, school just is never for me, you know what I'm saying? Even though I'm super smart, but sitting there doing work and all that, it just never, you know, was in my books, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So it paid off for me to do what I did, you know what I'm saying? Right. But I think for everybody, it's not the same path. Some people need school. They need that structure. They need, like, something to do. They ain't no entrepreneurs. They ain't willing to go out there and jump in the ocean, don't know where the land is, you know what I'm saying, or the bottom at.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Some people need that direction, so.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't feel like mine for college was that. I never, like, before I went to prison, I never had, like, an aspiration to go to college and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I never had it wasn't a goal of mine to get a college degree, you know. And it definitely wasn't even after prison, but the basketball, since I was doing the basketball, you know, they kind of coincide.
Yeah.
So it just so happened, like, I made sure everything was sturdy when I did.
Yeah. On top of that, you always told me, like, nigga, I'm a 7-time felon, shit. I'm going to need these degrees.
I'm going to need it.
Even to get that conversation to get to a regular job.
For sure. And for those who don't know, I got my degree in actually criminal justice. So I already knew. That was kind of like, I didn't choose that. You know how you basketball, you got to go for whatever the credits could transfer the most.
Right.
So that's actually how I got into the criminal justice. But you got to think about it. Me as a 7-time felon, I can't even get a job doing
criminal justice
shit.
Right.
You know, but I was hoping that, you know, if I, like I always used to tell you when we was at work before, you know, for those who don't know, me and 3 go way back to where we worked. At 43 Hoops, shout out to Rod, shout out to Rod Tom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody over there. 43
Chris.
Hoops, Hopkins, you know, Minnesota, if y'all want to tap in, 43 Hoops, 43 Hoops.
Yeah, so I think it's called 43 Legacy. I mean, it's Legacy.
No, Legacy Hoops now. It's still 43 Hoops, and then you got Legacy Hoops. So Rod's is Legacy, Tom's is 43, is it?
I think they transfer
the whole thing?
Legacy. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's legendary.
They got 2 facilities now.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, that's cool.
Top level Legacy
Hoops. Oh, well, Legacy Hoops then. There y'all go. Shit.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to Killer Man.
Now, but, I suppose got a little ownership in that, but it's cool.
That's
bro.
All right, brother. Time's passed.
I told him that.
Yes.
You know
forgive and forget.
The jig is up.
But no, so when me and 3 was always at work, you know, we were talking between breaks, and I always was like, man, I got to get my master's and I got to get my PhD to overshadow for my felonies because it was already going to be hard enough for me to get a job. So that's the only reason why I went after degrees, long story short. You know what I'm saying? And that's even now why I got my CDL, why I got, you know, went to a real estate license.
Yeah.
The entrepreneurial world was never something I wanted. It was something that God chose for me.
This had no choice,
This is purely God's plan, so I can't even take credit for it, you know. Because if it was up to me, you know, I used to always say at work, if I just got a $100,000 a year job, I was straight, brother.
right,
you know what I'm saying? I never had a dream of being a boss and saying I wanted to run a company. I was never that guy.
Never talked about it.
Never wanted to design no clothes.
Nothing.
Never wanted to do none of that. Just give me a good job and some stability,
and
some security, and a Hellcat. And I had my 3 cars that I always wanted. And I got all my cars I ever wanted. So it's like, so it was like,
congratulations to that, brother.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? With the move.
What is that?
There you go.
There you go.
100%. You know, so that's the only reason why I chose to chase the degrees and why I still do it with the CDL and with a real estate license in California, I got to choose entrepreneurial world and because of the felonies.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but that shit really sticks with you for the rest of your life.
It does. Like, truly, your whole entire life. Yeah. Like, even me, I was only, like, arrested one time. Thank God I did what I had to do, and it only was, like, an undesignated situation. Yeah. So it was basically a misdemeanor. And I didn't really get in trouble, but it still pops up sometimes on certain things.
I was
going
to say, did you have, when you got that misdemeanor, was it like no same or similar charge and they'll take it off type? Was it like
Yeah, it supposed to have been after probation, it posted all the way went off.
Right, yeah.
But in Arizona, what I realized is that it never goes off.
Right.
So like, well, they basically just put it as undesignated.
Right.
So like, it really doesn't show, but it does show on certain things. Yeah. It says undesignated.
Yeah.
So it's still something there, but it should nothing be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's just annoying. But sometimes that come up, like, I didn't want to some, when I first was, I was trying to go to Calhoun in Minnesota. It popped up like, oh, we can't get you. Because I'm like, what the fuck? That was 20 years ago. And it ain't even nothing. Like, what?
So imagine felonies.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I still worry about that little shit sometimes, no matter what I do. So I could imagine that hefty ones that's on your record. But one false move, man, it'll trail you forever.
Yeah,
man.
Big Sean said it only take one time to fuck up your whole Wikipedia.
That's a fact.
It is a fact.
And that's crazy, man. So all out there, man, if you young, you listen to this, man, be careful. Be cautious of how you move through life. You know what I'm saying? We all have done things that could get us, you know, locked up for many years, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or have something on your record that never goes away. So, you know what I'm saying? Be cautious.
For sure.
Yeah, and try to do the right thing.
Yeah, don't give up your longevity for instant gratification.
That always gets you at the end, man. That instant gratification is the killer of a lot of things, not only goals, aspirations, but, you know what I'm saying, life. You better be cautious,
Facts.
Man.
For real. You don't really know how much that shit hinders you till you really get older and you get past your young and dumb stage.
Right.
Once you get past your young and dumb stage and you ain't really acquired or amassed no success, because even me and everything I've been successful at, you know, that shit still hinders me. It still is relevant at 33, almost 34 years old. Some shit I did when I was 17, 18 years old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I've amassed a lot for myself, and I've far exceeded my own expectations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, and that still, it still brings itself in relevant in my life today.
Yep.
So you got to think about that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, for anybody out there, if you win that life or you're thinking about getting in that life, be cautious, man, and just don't do it, you know? But it's hard to tell somebody that when they're in a super fucked up position where they feel like they're back against the wall and they got to just get it in blood and get it however they can get it, you know?
It's super fat.
But, man, just take the long route, champ. Trust me, it'll be worth it in the end, and you'll be thankful that you did it that way at the beginning.
I agree. I agree, man. So that's why when you go into the path of either school or entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, make sure that you know you built for it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the entrepreneurial topic that you brought that up is kind of crazy because in 2022, all over social media, everybody makes it seem like it's the most easiest shit in the world to be.
Right, right.
Right? People, social media is a blessing and a curse at the same time. It's a blessing because it can give people like us a voice and get us into the position we have through the support of y'all and the support we've gotten throughout the years.
Right.
We're going on 6 years, right?
Six of them, yep.
So that's the blessing side of it. Now, the curse side of it is there's people that don't have the work ethic like we have, but believe that they do, but ain't applying it like we have.
Right.
Right? So it makes some people very delusional. You know what I'm saying? To the point where you're constantly watching these things. And I think everybody has it in them, but everybody ain't willing to dig deep enough to get to it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
No question about it.
To evolve and really get there. So I feel like when you're going down this road and you watching people on social media, you're constantly cross-comparing yourself with people. Definitely anybody that ain't got no real crazy brain power, you know, to know that there's always more than meets the eye
for
with
sure.
Everything on social media.
Behind
the
scenes is way more hectic than what you see in
for
front.
Sure.
So when people see like the wins, they're not seeing the losses. They're not seeing the practice. They're not seeing the other games. They just see people with their trophies.
Mm-hmm.
So they just want to go off that, not knowing it's a whole nother, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Layer
atmosphere.
Behind that. Yeah, that's crazy. So social media is a gift and a curse, you know what
yes,
I'm saying?
It is.
I say this all the time, that I feel like it's the Pandora's box that we always spoke about in the Bible and all that, because it opened up something that should never been opened up, because you see too much, you know too much, you get instant gratification, you get to see women, you get to see, you know, whatever you want to see in the world, you see it instantly all day. Whatever you want to tap into, you can, good, bad, or ugly.
Yep.
And most of the time, that good still comes with bad.
Yes,
you know what I mean? So
for every blessing, there's a curse.
Yeah, so it's like crazy, bro. Like, you can definitely capitalize off it if you're the right person, or it can set you down a whirlwind of comparison and competing. Yeah. And I wish I had this too, especially women. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell you the truth, I feel bad for any woman that ain't got no type of keister on their backside. Like, it's like you see all day, every day, everyone with a fat, juicy, sloppy butt, man. And you ain't got one. Like, I be looking at girls that ain't got no eye. I be looking at them like, I know she just want to goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
Because they see it every day.
You going to have to get it.
It's plastered all over there.
You going to have to get one. Even if you don't have a light ass and you're a woman. You just going to have to get one because it's just get damn.
It's hype, huh?
It's everywhere.
Damn, I ain't going to lie to you, though, Chad. Where that motherfucker at? Where that motherfucker? Hold on. Let me find that motherfucker.
Type week.
That shit is.
Without it. Because it's like, I get it. It's a pretty girl. You got something going on, but you ain't got no rumbunctiousness in the back region.
And in this era right now, that they make it to where it's like, if you ain't got that.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Yeah, so it's like in the '80s and all the chicks had the titties. Yeah, it's definitely that. Like all the chicks had big breasts and all that. Yeah, now it's that ass.
Yeah, back then it was like implant, the titty implants.
Yeah, it was just normal. Yeah, but now that ass, it's man, dude.
You know, it's brutal.
If you ain't got this, like,
damn. You know what I'm saying? But you know who is worse than that? Not to get on a serious note. You know which one's worse than that?
What?
The kids that got to deal with that.
That's crazy, though.
That's why suicide rates at an all-time high.
Yeah, when you were a kid just trying to come up, you seeing all this going on, competing and wanting stuff, and you know what I'm saying? And people men talking
and,
about
men,
you.
The boys and girls.
Yeah. Like, because now you got to know, like, for the kids, it's about being fly. It's about being cool. So now, you know, like, kids now wearing Gucci, Balenciaga, they flyer than ever at school now. Like, they fly ever in life.
Early on.
Yeah, so it's like, if they ain't getting that stuff, they really depressed about it. They really want it.
For sure.
And if they don't got it getting talked about it, and they got the Instagram, your DMs, your Facebook, they make posts about you, do Snapchats about you.
It's, I mean, because I think that was big when we were kids.
Right.
There was no social media back then.
Right, and we just on face-to-face roastery.
Yeah, and that was brutal.
It was the most brutal.
Yeah, but you was always fresh. You always had your shit. Yeah, but I was the total opposite.
Even if I was poor, I knew how to piece my stuff together.
Right.
So once I got a little bit of money, look, it was over because it was I was doing it with nothing and putting it together.
Yeah, see, that's what made me drop out. I ain't like that shit. I ain't had a fly shit. I didn't have all the cool shit. Man, I'm the fuck out of here. Fuck this shit.
It's no joke. But I learned how to dress, I learned how to talk about people, I learned how to fight from that. You know what I'm saying? For sure, because you had to have all three.
For sure.
I got to get fly. I got to know how to talk about you. Got to know how to whoop a nigga, go too far with it. So it's like, you got to be, but I'm a super, you know what I'm saying?
So that's what I'm saying. So imagine a boy watching you on Instagram or YouTube or Snapchat, and they're looking at you and they're cross comparing themselves with you.
Right, it's a lot. Right?
Because you got grown ass men that do that with you.
For sure.
Right? So imagine how discouraged a little boy would feel. Because you got grown ass men that's, and we know a lot that's trying to replicate, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like
Halloween, man. A lot of people going to be the three of them. They've been doing it all crazy? Year.
But imagine that. A grown-ass man can't even amass or even get on the same level where you're at, right? As far as all attributes, right?
Yeah.
So imagine how discouraged a little boy would feel looking at you and being like, damn, like, you know, if he feels like you're the image of a man that he wants to be,
right?
Imagine how discouraging it is for him as he goes on his path. Yeah. So imagine the girls.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They looking at the women that's on Instagram and they think they don't know nothing about these apps. They don't know nothing about the sharpness. They don't know nothing about nothing.
BBLs or the surgeries.
How many men they just slept with to get that understanding
perfect,
on the body.
Everybody got perfect teeth. Everybody got perfect skin. Everything. Long hair, not known as wigs.
Don't know they got 10 different sugar daddies.
Oh, definitely got that.
That paid for that body.
And selling big, goddamn. They're selling anus tubes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lube. They're getting their ass inserted just to get that.
So that's what I'm saying. So, but
it's a lot.
Yeah. It's no different than, like, the bodybuilders, too. Same thing.
You're right.
It's the same thing.
You're right.
Them little boys looking at them bodybuilders, and they thinking, if I just go in the gym and go dumb and go hard, I can look like this.
Yeah, I know they on all the drugs, all they body malfunctioning.
You see Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos on the most TRT.
Big TRT.
You seen him?
Testosterone up.
Yeah, man, you got to put up one over there. Jeff Bezos, like, he big on the juice.
He got to, because
he
saw his girl looking at Leonardo DiCaprio. He know that was man, like, man, I got to
he was looking like Odyssey Planet before, and now he looking like he got some little sturdy, and he look like type of Shazam.
Yeah, looking like,
you remember that movie, that game, Odyssey Planet, with the little alien mode?
Oh, okay. Don't know it.
No, first PlayStation move.
Don't know it. But it's like, he like Lex Luger now. From Superman.
Yeah, that's actually a good one. That was a good one.
He got himself together. Get his apple. Yeah, he got himself together now. So he like, but that one money buys. So it's like, it's a gift and a curse with it.
They don't even go into the men having the fake abs and all that shit. Everything. It gets brutal.
Yeah, niggas getting full surgery like women now. But that's why I always say, like, even with me, I know I'm an over-exaggerated person. I do have a lot of attributes, and I always knew that. But it's like, I just tell people to be who they are. This is truly me.
Right.
So it's not like I'm going out of my spectrum to be who I am. So that's why when I talk, I always tell people to be themselves. Mm-hmm. Find who you are and grow that person. Don't try to compare and contrast yourself to nobody.
Right.
Because you can be the best you that you are. Like, it was no mold for me, like, I'm going to be like this. No. I just knew what I was, and I grew upon what I already was. Mm-hmm. So that's what people should do. Stop trying to compare. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to be someone else. Be you and just grow you Facts. Up. And you could be the most legendary person you could ever
get. And it's cool to be inspired and motivated by people.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's cool, you know? But it's just, like you said, just be yourself.
Yeah, because, like, I always knew who I was, but it wasn't like everybody accepted it. It wasn't like everybody held me in high regard my whole life. It still was a battle. But thank God I had high self-esteem, and I truly was motivated to be the person that I wanted to be. Right. And it worked out for me. But I say that to say this, that anybody out there, man, believe in yourself, be yourself, and grow yourself. Have that self-confidence, self-motivation, and you could be bigger and better than anybody you're looking up to. I promise you.
Yeah, and have the resilience and believe in yourself. Yeah. Believing in yourself, that thing right there, it can come and go on a good day or a bad day.
Right.
But you got to learn how to believe in yourself and be relentless at believing in yourself and consistent at believing in yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just keep going with it. Don't give up, even when it gets bad. Like, I never had it easy. I never was just, even though I had a lot of attributes, I was always still the underdog. Shit never was like this going right for me all the way.
Right.
But I kept fighting through. And then the end game, I was right. You know what I'm saying? So I just know anybody can do that. So anybody out there, man, believe in yourself, grow yourself, man. Fuck everybody else. Stay up.
And don't be trying to prove people wrong. Prove yourself right. And in the process of proving yourself right, you'll find out how everybody was wrong.
Right.
You get what I'm
saying? That's it. That's the most important thing. Proving yourself right, man.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Laughing in the mirror, like, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to laugh in the face of those who doubt it. They're going to see it anyway.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? You want to make yourself smile when you wake up in the morning. Like, look what I've done. Look who I've become. That's what counts.
For sure.
The haters, they ain't going to be around. They're not going to be around when you winning. They ain't going to be around when you losing. They're just in the stands, bro.
Yeah.
You going to be around all the time, 24-7, man. That's what you got to deal with, so.
And like Rick Ross said, he got the people trying to criticize. They ain't even in the game.
They ain't in the game.
They shit don't, their opinion don't count. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
I'm listening to you. You ain't even doing what I do.
So why would I dare listen to you?
The shots I take. You ain't take the risks I take. You ain't do nothing I'm doing. So how can I even listen to you?
Right, but it's hard to tell kids that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
it's not easy, period.
It's not.
Anybody telling that.
But the thing is, and that's why I say, like, kids shouldn't just be, like, me and Jazz don't have kids yet. Hold on, hold on.
Shout out to my wife, Jazz. Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Listen, but when we have kids, one of the main things, like, I'm gonna teach our kids is to not only be true to who you are, right? But watch and consume stuff that is actually gonna be helpful to you. Don't just be watching shit because it's entertaining. We live in a world now where people watching all these corneries, all these lame motherfuckers that ain't giving no game, ain't giving no understanding, ain't giving no confidence, ain't giving no blueprint. It's just entertaining.
Right.
Right? No, y'all gotta watch something that we got purpose.
That this you shit, can build with. It's very important.
Yeah, we ain't about to just be watching cartoons. See, like, that's something we would have kids. Think about who we are now. Imagine if we would have had that understanding early.
For sure.
Like, hey, no, pick up this and watch this.
Right.
Get some understanding here. No, sit back, rewind. Look what they just said right there. Huh? Nope. Let me rewind it back a little bit more. You get what I'm saying?
For sure.
That's what is going to be one of my main things with our kids, dog. Yeah. I'm not playing with that.
Yeah, for sure, because whatever you feed your mind is what you feed your soul. So
100%.
You got to know what you're watching, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I just thank God as a kid, I was always just, you know, intrigued by different things. Yeah. The National Geographics, the Science Channels, you know
Animal
what I'm saying?
Animal Planets.
I was always into
Discovery
that.
Channel.
Everybody was mad at me. Like, man, put it back, man. I want to watch this, man.
Did you say National Geographic?
National Geographic.
Yep. National Geographic, Discovery Channel, Animal Planet.
For sure.
Yep.
And the History Channel.
Of course.
History Channel.
I was big on that.
So it was like, that helped me a lot in my life. I didn't know. I was just intrigued by it. But if it was someone there to tell me, it'll help me even more to break it down why I was intrigued by it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But if I ever had kids, I would sit them down and make sure they can have their fun, but make sure you're feeding them the right stuff.
For sure. Yeah, you got to let them have their cartoon days. Yeah. You got to let them be kids. But at the same time here, we're going to consume more of this than we're going to consume of this stuff.
Oh, most definitely.
You see what I'm saying?
Got to.
You
got to
get some understanding how this life works.
Because it's
potent. I need to embed it in you for a solid foundation.
Early.
The earlier you do it, the better.
That influences everything. Like,
100%.
If you just soaking up real energy, make sure it's something positive.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because whatever you like looking at all the time is going to go into you.
Yep.
So make sure you're getting some good, you know what I'm saying, fertilizer for your seeds to grow.
Because the longer you take to show a kid that, the worse their chances and odds become.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because now they start to get stuck into bad habits and bad ways of doing things. You know what I'm saying? They don't. If they ain't been gathering intel for 18 years, it's hard to believe for the next 18 years that's all they're going to be doing is gathering intel and, you know what I'm saying?
No question.
And studying blueprints and winning recipes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be hard for a lot of people to really understand that. But that's why I say for anybody out there, if you a kid out there, this is the right content for you to be consuming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
And for anybody out there who ain't been thinking about this, that got kids, y'all need to get them to consuming this real shit.
For sure. And like, and we want you to have fun. We want to live life. But at the same time, you know you want to have that ammunition. You want to have those attributes ready for, you know what I'm saying, when you step into the real world. Not only in entrepreneur-wise, just mental health is so severe, especially when it comes to confidence and understanding that life goes up and down and that perseverance. You got to be prepared for the fight. Yep. You just can't be prepared, you know what I'm saying, for the fun and games. You got to be prepared. Hey, you got to fight too, man. This shit coming this way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what's coming. Be prepared for it, nigga.
Yeah.
Have your motherfucking shields up around your skull, man.
Facts. And this is completely random, but as soon as you said fight, it made me think about the Deontay Wilder.
Shout out to my nigga Deontay Wilder, man.
Choose! One of the ones.
Oh, Lord!
Yes, sir.
One of the motherfucking
black man.
He barely touched him, type. That's how you know that boy still got it.
Can't nobody whoop him, bro. Only Tyson Fury, man.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
It's only Tyson Fury can do that to that
But
man.
That shows you how cold Tyson Fury is, though.
That's true. How a madman
he didn't even get a full bam on him. It was just like
It was already loaded, just bam.
Yep, just that little. But it came from the pocket, though.
And it wasn't like a knockout. It was a flat line.
Oh, he was out of there.
It's death, like.
And he wasn't even throwing the real water, motherfuckers.
That's what I'm saying.
That boy dangerous.
That boy got that lightning bolt. So he just tapped it. Deontay Wilders, he came back. He was down for 2 years.
No, he hit that, man. You might as well heard.
Bomb squad. That's definitely what it was. That's what it was, for sure. Damn, first round.
It was bad.
Oh,
there's only like 8 seconds left, too. That motherfucker, like alone, 5 seconds, 8 seconds.
On the
like,
back foot, too.
Yep. And backing up.
Right.
Yep. Get off me. It was just a get off me, motherfucker.
You can see it, though. You saw he balled that limbo. He was like, ah, he planted that back foot.
Yeah. You can tell you question yourself a little bit like, damn, that did it.
Yeah, he was like,
yep.
And dude, eyes was up.
Kelly Robinson.
Yeah. 57-0. That nigga
might
was
well
away.
Put 58. Might as well put infinity because I ain't never going
to
lose.
That nigga was 42, about to be 42-0 if he didn't got Tyson Fury.
If he'd have got Fury out of there, it would have been type like.
With 41 arguable. Knockouts.
It would have been arguable that he was the best to ever type.
For sure.
Yeah, for
because,
sure.
Because he go hit you, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Fury just didn't die. He got that gypsy blood, all the extra.
Damn,
goddamn
he just
wuju.
Kept getting up.
He got the extra wuju in the blood.
Yeah, he
man.
Kept getting up.
You know what I'm saying?
That is crazy, though.
Ain't nobody ever got up.
Yeah, no, that's wild.
He flatlined him. Like, this dude was huge. Dude was like 250. Mm-hmm. Wilder was down to 214. He fight, and all that big shit is not for him.
Yeah.
Because it slows him down.
Uh-huh.
He got to be a wiry, skinny man strength that's going to kill you. That's his power.
That is.
Skinny man, wiry.
He just met his match with Tyson.
Yeah, because he tried to get big, got him slow.
Yeah.
So he was not
he should have kept sturdy, huh?
Just swift. Bang,
bang, bang. I mean, but you can't blame him, though.
But he thought, because he was bullying him on that first fight, he felt all that weight, like, man, let me
push
get bigger.
Pushing up on him. And then we ain't know what we know with the gloves and shit, too, so.
Nah, the gloves ain't count. You know what I'm saying? So his weight is like 220 under. That's when he's a killer.
Yeah.
All that 240 all big, that ain't you, bro.
But what Joshua was speaking of big, because that's went on since then, too. It was the last time we was on there.
Joshua, we talked about Joshua, though.
Did we?
When he went crazy through the belts and all that.
I can't remember.
Yeah, he went crazy on the meltdown.
Skills.
Joshua, he might die. He getting there Wilder. He going to hit that nigga, going to be robotic, brain freeze.
I like Anthony Joshua,
he's a legendary guy. Yeah. And he with the hip-hop, he cool. He's a historic. The bag is unlimited, hundreds of millions now.
For sure.
He's the man of this whole region over there.
Yes,
they love him. He's an iconic guy.
Him and Tyson Fury gonna fight though, right?
Man, they supposed to, but I don't know.
I thought it was gonna be like a big London thing, type.
They supposed to, but I don't think he should do that. It's gonna be brutal.
It's gonna be embarrassing. Hey man, get that one last bag and get out of there.
The jig is up.
Oh shit.
I just don't think he should fight either one of them. Deontay, his best bet is with Wilder.
I mean, he did stay away from both of them though, I'm telling
you. Of course. His best bet is against Wilder. Because they both punchers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Wilder hit him, he's going to die.
But if he just did that with
all... But Tyson Fury going to beat him until, like, his conscience, his brain ain't going... He ain't going... You know what I'm saying? He's going to lose his mind.
He's going to embarrass him bad.
Yeah,
gonna, either way, go.
If you Tyson had to choose, Fury going to leave him up.
So if you had to choose between getting whooped on by Fury...
I'd rather go for the... I'd rather,
Wilder?
Yeah, just say, fuck, because we both got a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's going... But you might die, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie, though, because he hit that nigga... He already got the weak chin.
But you would for sure choose Wilder over Fury.
Because I got a better puncher's chance. Fury is going to beat you to the death. Yeah. All them rounds.
And he still might knock you out.
And he's still 260. Hard.
Yeah, you got to type go Wilder.
That's your best bet. Because
at least you know it's going to be a quick death.
He's going to beat you to death, and he can still knock you out.
Damn.
And it's going to be a beating. And yeah. It ain't flatline strength. It's just beating you to death and hitting you hard.
He's going
to
pumble you.
At least Wilder going to hit you. At least you get one, I'm out. Hey, the jig is up. You know what I'm saying? The big goddamn.
The jig is up.
Go on a stretcher type, though.
Hit you with him.
Damn.
He's going to hit you with that. He hit him with this here.
The jig is up.
Yeah. That's going to be the one that's going to stun you is that left. Then the right one's going to be. Yeah.
I don't know, though, bro, because he might kill that nigga. I ain't going to lie.
Damn, that'd be bad.
He might brain damage that nigga. This shit already frequency'd up.
Wasn't Jake Paul supposed to be fighting the boxer dude, too, or something like that?
He fights soon. Silva. Anderson Silva.
Who you think will win?
I mean, Anderson Silva is one of the most legendary MMA guys of all time, and he's a good boxer.
Yeah, but we already know he got one MMA nigga out of our type already.
Who? Tyron Woodley, embarrassing.
And the second one, I thought he was going to get him, but...
Flatline.
Yeah.
Face first. Embarrassment to nigga history.
No, it was Nate Robinson, move.
He was worse on this one because dude was a full boxer. A full MMA champion. Like,
but why do people remember Nate Robinson way worse than? Yeah, because he was just the first time.
Yeah, it was because we didn't think he was going. We thought Nate Robinson was going to whoop him because he a nigga and all that. That one was so like weird. Like he just going to run out there and get flatlined like that with the sloppy fall down with the feet and all that.
You know what though, man? He ain't came out and did an interview or nothing since.
He just announced he got kidney failure or something. Yesterday. Yeah.
Damn. Shout out to Nate Robinson, man.
If I'm not mistaken, he just did a video and said he got kidney something.
Do you think so? He got some info.
Nigga beat
that,
his
right?
kidneys out of his body. Goddamn. Yeah.
How much bread do you think he got up there? Like M or two?
I don't know, because remember they said the money was all funny. Like it didn't go. It's supposed to be at least an M, at least.
Okay, so let's say he got an M. Do you think he regrets it?
Most definitely.
How much would it take for you to get in there and somebody do that to you? Were you like, I'm okay?
Not
10
now.
Million, 20?
No,
I'm just saying. If like, let's say, like, obviously nobody cool being knocked out, right?
Right.
But what would be the price if that happened to the three of them? Were you like, you know what? I got my ass knocked out. Fuck it. But I'm gone.
I mean, nigga offered me a hot M. I'm going in there.
But if you know you getting knocked out?
And like, I'm fighting a nigga that could, like, flatline me?
Flatline you.
Shit. I'm going to need 10. If I fight a real like a real fighting nigga and I gotta go, I need at least 10.
There's a possibility, like a high possibility.
If we going to a
out.
Nigga that never did professional fighting, I'm gonna go in there.
Yeah.
It was me like 4 or 5 years ago, I'd have fought anybody.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't give a fuck.
How much would it take for you to fight Jake Paul right now?
I need at least 5.
Five million?
Yeah. He white. I still don't think with me.
But he's
training for 5 years now. He's a professional fighter.
He got a clever in that.
Yes, he do. You but I just feel like a nigga, I'm too retarded. I don't know. It's going to take a lot.
How bad would that be if you got knocked out by
Jake
Paul?
If it was me 5 years ago, I'd have took whatever and went in there and whooped him.
Yeah.
I just had that much confidence in my age. I'm 41 now, brother.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little slower than I was. When I was punching that dummy and shit, though, I was too quick. I think I could have got
43 hoop days.
Yeah, I could have got any nigga. I don't think I was too swift and quick and brutal.
So who would you have fought then?
Anybody.
Wilder?
I ain't going to fight no nigga like that. Don't get it. Come on, man. Don't get where is that, cuz.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
At all. But anybody like under that professional like boxing level,
right.
Anybody else would have got it.
What about Roy Jones Jr. now with you back and forth?
I'll beat his ass. Yeah.
The jig is up.
That nigga been knocked out too many times.
What about Tyson?
Beat the shit out of him because he's too old.
Mike Tyson?
Man, come on, baby.
Type weak.
I ain't gonna lie, I think of Roy, even at the old age,
man,
bro.
I whoop him. I think he's too little, man. I whoop
you,
him.
Would you get him now?
Yeah, right now, Tyson, I'd beat the shit out of him.
For real?
No, I'm bullshit.
Oh, I was just like, God damn. Oh, shit. I was like,
No, I'm playing, man.
I don't know about that one, Drew.
I'm bullshit. But back 5 years ago, I wouldn't, nigga, I'd put like a whoop all them names.
But you 5 years ago, get Tyson now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
For sure. I think I could have. Mm-hmm. That's my bro. He too old, nigga. And he don't like being hit. I've been hitting that nigga.
Yeah.
And I'm saying I'd have drug him out to them couple of later rounds. If I had me some training too for a year, a couple of like 6 months of training, I'm that retarded. I think I could have whooped him.
Oh shit.
I'm sorry.
So with Jake Paul, you think he gonna win?
This one? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Silva's gonna win. Silva.
Mm-hmm. Do you hope he wins or do you think
I think Anderson Silva's gonna win.
Okay.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm
going
type
hope too, huh?
Yeah, he just beat Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. He had like 80 fights.
Oh, okay.
Julio Cesar is one of the most legendary boxers ever. This is his son.
Right, okay.
He had over 80 fights. So he had belts and all that, and he beat the shit out of him. Anderson Silva is he older though, but
Logan type ain't fighting no more though, is he?
Nah, he wanted Andrew Tate, but then he finagled up. My buttons gone. No, I'm saying, but yeah, he wanted to fight Andrew Tate, then he hated on him. You saw that, like he switched sides. It's real white man mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, you did way worse, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew Tate would have beat the dog shit out of him.
Would have beat the dog piss out of him, for sure.
He type couldn't wait, too.
Oh, for sure. He wanted that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He needed somebody to take that frustration out.
But yeah, I don't think he fight nobody now that I know of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He fought Floyd Mayweather. Floyd finna fight KSI brother, though, Deja.
Mm.
He finna fight him, like, coming up.
Yeah.
They had to pay that nigga $1 million just to even have a conversation.
Big bag.
They had to pay Floyd $1 million just to get on the phone to even negotiate that fight.
Damn.
Yep.
That's crazy.
But now they press conference up and all that. So Deja, KSI's brother, fighting Floyd Mayweather.
When the fight supposed to be happening with Errol Spence and old boy?
Man, they're still negotiations. They're supposed to be, remember, it was solidified.
Yeah, yeah.
They still going over the contracts and all that.
And making sure they money right.
Right.
Because somebody got to lose. So you want to make sure that money proper.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
They want that bag. And it's just,
because they both put an undefeated Mook on the line.
Yeah, it's just tough, man, because when you keep it all the way confidential, like, neither one of them is that super big of a draw like that, like, for pay-per-view-wise, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all not that famous, bro. Y'all trying to get y'all not heavyweights and pulling that big bag for people to be watching like that.
Yeah,
so it's like, that's why they want their money right, because it's going to make
sense. But Mayweather wasn't no heavyweight either.
That's Mayweather. Like, yeah, Mayweather beat De La Hoya. Mayweather beat everybody.
He's the exception, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Mayweather, Pacquiao, De La Hoya, that was the money man. That was the money makers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that was them rare people, you know what I'm saying? Roy Jones, them rare people that's not heavyweights that bringing that viewership.
Yeah, facts.
But they ain't Canelo. Them niggas, hey.
Yeah, that's it.
We're going to see. But I don't know. It was another good fight, too. Devin Haney. He would have beat Kobosa again for that second time in Australia.
Mm.
Beat the brakes off. That young nigga only 23.
Bad, huh?
Got all the belts in his weight class. That boy bad.
Sheesh.
He ain't the most exciting and powerful knocking niggas out, but he just a good technical fighter.
Right.
So that's his structure. That's his hang up. Like, he ain't knocking niggas out. He ain't the most exciting, but he get the job done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He won again.
That's all you need when you're in that ring, man.
Yeah,
you gotta be able to get the job done.
Yeah, forget all that trying to get me killed and going there and club it out with niggas and trying to impress.
Because these people will send you off.
That's definitely what they'll do.
Yep.
And they want you to go in there and go wild, man, and do some entertainment shit.
Because they wanted to see somebody get knocked out.
And then when I get knocked out, now my brain ain't working right. Now what are we going to do? I'm trying to, it's long term.
Yeah, that one's brutal. I ain't going to lie to you. But I think the boxing in general just got to be respected. Doesn't matter if you're a knockout artist, technical fighter, it don't even matter. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, but you got to know, people just want to be entertained. That's why I like MMA. You know, like, Dana White always say, like, records are just for DJs. That would, Deontay Wilder be saying too now.
Right.
He don't care. He put you against anybody. He gonna put the top against the top. What your record is, he gonna put you out there to fight.
What's going on with John Jones? When he come back, man?
I don't know. He been out for like a couple years. He want to go heavyweight, but he ain't fighting until he get like pay-per-view money like Deontay Wilder.
He's still undefeated besides that little one thing.
Yeah, he undefeated. Got, that one hit the nigga when he was down. Yeah. So it's like,
that disqualification.
He ain't trying to fight unless he get like pay-per-view numbers like Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder, I'm getting 20, 30 million a fight. He getting 1, 2, 3 million. You know what I'm saying? And he
risking his life way more time.
He like, they pay-per-view numbers is like mine's. While they getting 30 million, I'm getting 2, 3 million.
He ain't got that pool like Conor type.
Conor get that bag. Yeah.
Conor get the bag.
Yeah, so he just saying, if he go heavyweight and he fight Ngannou, that's the heavyweight champion, big black African motherfucker, hit your ass, you dead.
Over with.
What? So it's like, he want to fight him, Francis Ngannou, but he's like, I need that Wilder boxing money. And they ain't trying to give it.
You think John Jones get him?
John Jones the best of all time, so I don't put nothing past.
Might come in and just beat the shit out of him.
Yep. John Jones bad.
Just to prove a point.
John Jones an evil nigga, man.
Because he got the brain power for it.
Because he ain't playing about nothing in real life. Or he own that.
He's special.
And he can't be fucked
he
with,
he don't
man.
Be playing.
At all.
Yeah, type special need, but type special.
Special need, cokery, brain, he don't care. Yep. Got the gunnery.
But that's what make him so cold.
He really like that.
Yeah.
John Jones really like that.
Yeah.
And he can't be beat in or out the ring.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? I never even knew about him until you told me about him.
Yeah, I remember when I was watching that counter fight. And I broke it down. Like,
yeah, you was like, "No, bro, you gotta watch John Jones." And I never watched MMA. Yeah. Keep it real with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Half of the boxers I don't even know. You was talking about just a little bit.
Who was in Philly? It was an Khabib versus Conor match, and I had to break out like, he's the best. He's like, "Who is these niggas?" And I broke down like, "Khabib is this, but John Jones, nigga."
Because you told me, he was like, man, Khabib was wrestling on Bear. I never knew. I think I might have knew Conor.
Barely,
but I ain't know Khabib.
Right.
And I definitely don't know John Jones.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It was you that told me about all them. And then I started looking into that after. I was like, that motherfucker cold for real.
For real. You know? For real, for real. Then you see Khabib, like I said, once he grabbed him, it's over.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And it was, too. And I ain't going to lie, but you could see the fear in his eyes when he was going with Khabib, though.
He knew it.
He knew
his only chance was to try to knock him out. Once he didn't get that, once he grabbed him, he's like, damn, it's
And then
over.
You told me he was wrestling with bears and shit. I had to watch that one. He said, dude, be wrestling with bears. I said, oh, let me see this shit.
It's over. He knew it.
He motherfucker wrestling with some bears.
Dead serious. Living in the fucking mountains of the Dagestan. Like,
yeah, you got to leave him alone.
Yeah, bro.
He versus wrestling with some animals.
Right. It's a different type of pedigree, man.
Yeah, big Tarzan type. Bro, yeah, cool, man.
And he's destined for that, man.
George is the jungle type with the understanding.
Yeah, but my nigga Will Harris out there with him right now in Abu Dhabi. Doing like his documentaries and shit with him and his brother. His dad actually passed away from COVID too.
Damn.
And his dad was his everything. Taught him everything from the sea, believed in him, everything you could
dream. Also, that one hurt bad.
The most bad. So that's why his last fight was like, this is my last fight. My dad ain't here. It's over with. You know what I'm saying? So he did his last fight, won, and he got gone. Retired.
He done now.
Undefeated. Never lost nothing, gone.
Oh, that's legendary.
Yeah, Khabib, he retired.
Yeah, it's
unbeaten,
over.
No one can fuck with him.
Hey, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Hold on.
The jig is
there
up.
And this big diss here.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely that for sure.
He deal with nothing but the most. He got his own league now. He did nothing but the Abu Dhabi Sheiks and Dubai Sheiks. He's out there all the time.
Yeah, acting down.
And he's that guy.
Rightfully so. He earned the right to kick his feet up.
Man. Oh, most definitely.
He fucking
That's
right.
The eagle, man.
Put that much. How long was he doing? From like a kid?
From a seed, yeah. From a kid. Like he grew it up and he got to the top pinnacle, won the belts, won everything. Now he just retired trying to handle his business. Businessman now. Shout out to Khabib.
So is it safe to say most people didn't know about him before Conor did?
No, they knew.
Like fighters, huh?
Yeah, but
the
Conor
world to, like mainstream.
The ticket to that super level was when he beat Conor. Of course, Conor is the biggest guy in the game.
Right.
Like he's the Kobe Bryant, the LeBron James of the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he like the MMA, Muhammad Ali. Right. So once Khabib beat him, all them eyes that was already known about him, now the world knows about him.
Right. Speaking of LeBron James.
LeBron James,
all the top level motherfuckers. LeBron, AD, Russell Westbrook, all them back. How you feel about that?
Embarrassing.
They got Pat Beverly now and everything.
Pat Beverly's a bum. What that gonna do? He ain't winning nothing. You know
one of the ones.
So like Westbrook back, I seen him not. They trying to say he not getting the huddles and all that acting weird. You know what I'm saying?
But they say that's part of his routine.
I know, but hey, brother, you know, I know how people don't know no better. So like people, them teammates might take a certain way. You know, everybody don't listen. You know, those trolls can make something into real shit.
Yeah, because he said the other one, Russell Westbrook said they edited it.
Right. Make them look crazy. Yeah. So, you know, fans turn against you, people trolling, now you will get negative.
Yeah, they said they spliced it up and chopped it up.
So, I don't know, man. I don't think the Lakers going to do nothing, man. We're going to see.
They got him coming off the bench now, though.
So Westbrook?
Yeah. He came off the bench the other day.
The jig is up.
Yeah, he was a sixth man.
Making $82 million this year, though.
Yeah, crazy, right? I know it's like 42 off just the NBA money.
Just NBA money.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, but no, it was crazy because...
God damn. Coming off the bench with 50 M's.
You know, the thing is he's not even the highest paid person. Or Russell Westbrook is the highest paid person. LeBron ain't even the highest paid person on the team.
No. He make money on that.
He don't even care about that
money.
But this is the crazy part. So they had him come off the bench... and he's going to be running the second unit that comes in. So that's
makes
the next
sense,
thing.
Though. That's a better form.
To let him just do him on the second unit. Yeah,
don't be out here with us.
But I don't know if he's going to be able to tap out to that.
But it's going to be like Carmelo Anthony type.
Carmelo Anthony did good. He ain't even in the league no more. He did good. He sacrificed and he ain't even in the league
I'm
no more.
I'm talking about
that's fucked up,
him.
Though.
That drove him to where he was at. He didn't like coming off the bench and he started hating.
Oh, no. He went crazy. He said, hey, AB. They want me to come off the bench. he went dumb.
They were serious.
That was some 3-0 shit, though.
Right, because he didn't understand. He wanted to step in like, no, you're going to come off this bench, man.
Because here's the
Shout
reality.
Shout out to Carmelo, though.
For sure, because here's the reality. Carmelo's still better than 90% of niggas in the league. But what?
The jig is up.
Yeah, they young, they fresh, they new, got good attitudes. Your marketability is down. Yeah. We want the new stuff, man. It's a business.
That's brutal.
So we used you up, baby.
So what do you think? How far do you think the Lakers get this year?
First round.
Damn.
First round, brutal. If they're lucky. Then they made playoffs last year.
Do you think they trade Russell Westbrook before the trade deadline?
Yeah. He got to go, man. We already know.
The jig is up.
How you going to get rid of him, though?
Come on, champ.
They did come up with a...
They got to take a loss.
No, they came up with a trade that would get Russell Westbrook out of there, and then they would get, like, I forgot the trade. They had came up with a mock one where Russell Westbrook got rid of... Oh, Draymond Green. And Draymond Green would come to the Lakers.
Oh, no!
It'd be like a three-team trade.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
They could do that, you know, because Draymond Green, you saw when he punched
Yeah, how you feel about that?
That's crazy. But, hey, shout out to Jordan Poole, though. He got like $140 million contract.
Jordan Poole.
Got $140 million contract extension.
Yeah, he got the extension. And they had to really type choose who got the extension.
Because, yeah, they didn't give it to Draymond.
They're going to be in the luxury tax type or some shit like that.
So what I feel about it is we basketball players, so we know how that go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm an antagonist when I play basketball. So I get what Draymond Green was doing. When I go to that extreme and somebody face, no, not without hitting them right away. So I wouldn't do that, but I get people that do that. So, but dude pushed them first, though. We playing basketball, I'm talking shit.
But he set them up for the push.
I don't know, though. We playing basketball, I'm talking shit. I'm in your face. Why you push me, nigga? You can't push me, though. I can say what I want
to. Nigga was damn near kissing the nigga.
I understand
so close.
We playing with his basketball, though, brother. You push me. So you should, if a nigga push me and I hit him. If a nigga stab me, and
hey,
I shoot him.
No. I'm with you on that, brother. Like, motherfucker, push. Hey, brother, you got to know. Put your hands up, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Or if you going to push me, just steal that nigga. Just I ain't going to lie to you. It wouldn't have got that far with me, brother. He coming that close.
We already knew what was going on. All them bitches. Hey, bro, don't call me no more bitches, bro. It's up. Stop playing with me, my nigga. I'm hurt you.
Right,
and then when you walked up on me,
listen,
combination.
Niggas has been my teammates.
Yeah.
No one has been went down for less.
Big.
You know what I'm saying? You call me a bitch, bro. It's over.
It's over with.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now in our day and age that we are now, shit's
niggas
different.
Niggas going to slide. Hey, brother,
niggas ain't trying to get beat up.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, not that the time was that much different, but I just, you know, came out of prison, shit different. You know what I'm saying? Just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And two live wire at that time.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, bro, I get it. You can't get mad at a nigga reacting once you put your hands and push somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I see that too. And the thing is you don't really know what was said. You don't know what's leading up for it. You know how the nigga acting off the court with Draymond.
Facts.
They could have had some pent up shit going on behind the scenes.
Yep.
But here's the only place where I disagree with Draymond at. Because I can't even say nothing. I can't judge Draymond for putting his hands on people because I didn't put my hands on hella teammates.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep
too.
It G with you. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So I can't even say nothing about that. And I've done it in practice too. Frankie, though. But
shout out to Frank.
No, for sure. Frankie going to be getting on the podcast. Frankie been waiting for us to drop another episode.
Oh, we need that. Nigga, nigga.
And Mo just seen some shit firsthand, too. Shout out to my nigga Mo.
Shout out to Mo.
That's Connecticut and California, so niggas has got a fair share.
Across the country with this.
No, no question. But the thing was, it risked my life, too, every time. Big parole and all that shit. But, no. And it was almost that quite a few times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is where I disagree with Draymond at, this is the only part I disagree with him at, I've never been a person, I did it a couple times, but it was going to be like, we're going to squabble right here.
Right.
But most of the time, I'm a person that's going to be like, hey, you know me, Tree.
In the back.
Let's go to this back.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Me and you. I'm not even going to make a scene in front of nobody.
Right, right.
I'm going to wait till everything done.
Yep, tap that shoulder.
Wait till everybody's gone, though. Yep. Hey, come out at me real quick.
Yep.
Don't say nothing to them. Just come back here real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, put a square up, nigga. It's time to get your ass beat.
Like you did to that, try to do it with the coach.
Relax, brother. Stop. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it's going to go. That's how it's going to go with me every
time.
That's
how it's supposed to go.
And because the thing is people who don't like getting beat up, period.
Right.
But in front of people, it makes people. So when you pull somebody's card in front of people, men that try to act like they got the bravado or the masculinity, but then they really pussy undercover, what they'll do is if you call their card in front of people, they're going to put on this big show.
Right.
I don't want the show. I want to eliminate the show. Yeah. I want to see who you really are.
Let's do it for real.
Let's do it for real.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's
ain't no holding back.
There's
no
holding back. There's no nothing.
Yeah.
Let's go back. I'm going to wait till everybody gone because I want to make sure that nobody sees this happen to you.
Right.
Because this can stay between just us. I don't need it to go nowhere else. I just need you to know I'm not the one to be fucked with, champ.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So we get this out to understanding. So I don't think he should have knocked him out like that in front of the people because he type knocked dude out.
He did knock him out. He went to
he crumbled him for
yeah,
sure.
He crumbled.
He crumbled him. If that wall went there, it was over.
Yeah, he would hit it back in the head.
Yeah. It'd been like that. And he could have really hurt that man.
No question.
And at the same time, too, it's like if Draymond had a problem, that's why I say that's the only part I disagree with him. If he had a problem, do that solo dolo somewhere.
Yeah, but like I said, was it
he's trying to make an example out of
it. He was just stunting, talking shit on some practice shit. So I don't think he, because I don't think,
nah, it looked personal, bro.
To me, none of them niggas like that trying to fight for real. He ain't like that. Who he ever hit before? Nobody in the history of this damn league.
Because Tristan Thompson type was right there.
Right there, but
and they did type in the club. No, he was in the club. They say he slapped the shit out of him.
Oh, that is true. I heard
full
that
open hand slap. Yeah, slim slap.
Yeah, yeah, big slap with the palm too. No fingers involved. 100%. But I just feel like he was just on some beast mode, punking them, talking crazy, and he pushed them. Then he had to react. Then your reactions came into play.
Yeah.
So like it goes both ways. He was doing too much, but that don't push. Don't put your hands on nobody, nigga.
No. Listen, here's the thing. Poole should never let him walk up on him.
That's a super fact.
I'm just going to keep it real. You nigga walk up on me and I see you hostile with me. You coming close to me.
I'm already talking
crazy. Oh, I'm coming first off rip.
Yeah, got to.
Yeah, come on, brother. I ain't waiting. I'm like swing on me.
I'm going to clear this whole area out.
Nah, it's going to be brutal.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But shout out to Poole, man. He got that big bag out there. And then he had one of the craziest highlights ever. I mean, like.
Oh, with the in and out? Yeah.
It looked like three of them with the in and out right there. That's
come a move, nigga. Hold up.
Relax. You know what I'm saying? Vintage trio. 19-year-old trio.
Yeah.
So you never get to see him. That nigga was a different.
Hold on.
Come on, champ.
That nigga was going out of high. T-Mac was out there.
Okay, T-Mac. Okay.
Man, none of them niggas had a chance. I killed LeBron. That nigga was weak to me.
Golly.
Put me up there.
Choose.
Bam.
Oh, Lord.
Bam.
No, bro, I ain't gonna lie.
Also,
but the thing was though, is all in all, it was really bogus that the tape got out.
Somebody sold it for like 100,000, right?
To TMZ, one of the people in there. But you never know; it might have been a higher up type. They probably didn't want to pay him, give him reason to get him out of there.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying. Could have been that too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I ain't gonna lie though, bro. That whole situation was just a bad look all around the board.
It's a
bad look for Poole. It's a bad look for Draymond.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then it's back black on black crime again. Goddamn, niggas too. Always fighting niggas. Why you ain't slap a white boy?
Yeah, that's
God damn it.
Yeah, man. That was crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Damn.
Hey, but real quick before we end this episode,
okay.
Kanye West and that Drink Champs.
Kanye West, the billionaire.
Right.
The fat face, homeless mook. Looking nigga, man.
Right.
Okay,
cool.
Where do we start? For one,
this is more than enough way to end it on this one, boy.
Oh, for sure. This is the first time that we're gonna see somebody with that magnitude of money going against the situation that no one goes against, which is the Jewish community.
Right.
Well, it's two people you don't talk about.
Oh,
the Jewish people and the gay folks. Your ass is gonna be out of there.
You gotta use the whole
LGBT. Whatever it is, I don't know.
Choose
the letters, the alphabet.
It's 2-3. Is
what's the letters? Did you know?
Hey, brother, keep me. I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, don't interrupt me, nigga. Shout out to the whole community, all the motherfucking letters. But it's you just don't talk about them too, especially with the Jews when it comes to money. But he the only person that has enough money that and he can't be canceled, he feel like that he can.
Right.
So this is going to be a war that we never seen before.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to seeing it, you know what I'm saying? Because most people don't do this.
Yeah.
They scared to death. But when it comes down to the Drink Champs, he's beyond unfiltered. He just goddamn, I don't know how to describe it. It just come out pure. It's just organic how he talk. He ain't got no thoughts. He gonna say what he want, when he want, how he want, about whatever. Dropping names, telling secrets to the untold, to the most behind the scenery. He gonna do it all. And that's what he did in that interview. Like the names he's saying is people that people don't speak upon in a negative.
Has he been on there what, 3 times?
It's his third time.
Yeah.
He went to everybody.
He
went to everybody. Even shout out to Matt Hoffa. He said he went to there and they didn't even put his joint up. He went to the shop with LeBron. They didn't put his joint up.
Yep, I seen all that.
Yeah, because they want their life. They want their money.
Yep.
Nori gonna deal with that.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
So do you think Nori was wrong for coming out and apologizing?
Nori was wrong for even having him on there. If you gonna apologize, like you saw what he was, you knew what he was on. You knew what he said before he got.
I think
there.
That was a good way of putting it too. You say he was wrong for even having him on there if he knew he was gonna have to apologize.
Yeah, there you go. Because you knew what he was saying before he got there.
Yeah.
You heard him saying about his anti-Semitic stuff. You heard what he was saying about his kids, about Black Lives Matter. You knew all that before
anti-Semitic stuff.
How you said the word, brother? Semite, anti-Jew stuff, and once he got there. You still let him go and talk everything, and you weren't cutting him off to that degree.
His propaganda was insane, though.
Of course.
Oh, Kanye gonna give you that propaganda.
Yes, he gonna do that. He can't leave without it. So it's like you knew all that before he got there. And as he was there, you wasn't challenging him enough as he's saying all these things.
Mind y'all, it was 3.5 hours. We both watched the whole entire thing.
Yep, I watched it twice.
Yeah.
I had to watch it two times. But yeah, for him to apologize now, it was too late, bro. You went for clout. You went for your views. You got that. Now you got to deal with the backlash of that.
Yeah, because they deleted the video. They took the video down. They said YouTube and Revolt took the video down.
For sure. So you got to deal with, for one, Diddy is going against him already, and that's on Revolt. So why would you have him on there? For two, you know, the Jewish community.
I thought that too, though.
They run the whole shit, so you're going against them too. So now you got to reap the benefits of you having him on there. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you got to do. Ain't no apologizing now.
Yeah,
and the George Floyd stuff, he said all that, you just sat there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't really stand on it. Like, nigga, hold on. Shut your dumb ass up.
Right.
That white man killed him.
He said it about 2 hours in, though.
He ain't stand on it enough, though. Like, no, hold on, my nigga. Ain't you acting crazy, man. Fuck what you talking about. That white man killed George Floyd, man, in front of everybody.
I mean, there was a point where Nori said, and I did agree with him in this point.
What's his name?
Nori.
Okay.
Nori.
Yeah, nigga, I hear you too.
So there was a part where he said, this is not politic champs. This is not whatever champ. This is drink champs.
Right.
So it's like a leisure thing where you ain't got to be coming politically correct and all that other stuff. It's just having a good time and talking, letting
not
the man
to that
talk.
Level.
No. I agree with you. Okay. But I'm saying, like, to that example that he gave, like, I do think, like, because you got to think about it. There's a lot of people that's talking way more crazier than him.
Right.
But it's just they don't got the platform like Kanye, so it's just different, right? They ain't paying it that much attention.
I don't know about talking that crazy. Not about the Jewish community, not like the Black Lives Matter, none of that. No one's talking that crazy, brother. Not Andrew Tate, none of them is going that crazy. You're talking about Jewish people, you're talking about Black people, you're talking about George Floyd, you're talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
These personal, like, people you know personally, these rich billionaire people behind the scenes, you're talking about stuff no one has ever talked about, like blatantly.
Right.
It's crazy. So like even like the guy he said that runs Balenciaga, right?
Right.
And he wanted to put out the White Lives Matter shirt. They was okay with it. When he put the DEFCON 3, dude was like, nah, we ain't putting nothing out. Right. Because that's against the Jews. That was what Hitler and them was saying. So then he canceled that. So he exposed me. You was cool when we talking bad about Black people, basically. But when I talk about your people, you cancel everything. You see that?
Right.
That's exposing another billionaire. So that's why he started attacking the Jewish people.
Right.
So, like, yeah, man, he's wild. And I get it.
But why can't people talk about what they want to talk about? At the end of the day, it's his opinion. Why can't people talk about what they want to talk about?
You can do whatever you want to do, but you got to deal with the consequences of it.
For sure. But what I'm saying is though, if people, like, I don't agree with everything the man say.
Right.
But there was some real shit he was spitting at.
No, 90% of it to me.
To me too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of real shit he was saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, the other shit, that there's some shit that you just don't fuck with the nigga on. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of that shit he was saying was some real ass shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that, like, even Andrew Tate, I don't think they should have took his voice away from him on his platforms. I don't think that it should be that way with Kanye. I don't got to agree with you, but I don't think they got to delete their whole life.
Yeah, but see, what me is...
If you ain't got enough brain power to understand that this shit...
But that's life, though. Like, you got, and it's just like you got to break through the barriers. Mm. So for somebody to be that potent and talk this crazy, somebody got to go through it to get to it.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, it's cool to have them conversations behind closed doors. Do people have it in front? No. But if you going to do that, we got to keep knocking them barriers down. And people keep talking like this, they're going to have to open up for the free speech. Right. Because these conversations got to be had. If they're had behind closed doors, they should be done in front of everybody.
Right.
That's how you rectify and fix things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But until somebody break down those barriers, it ain't going to happen. At least he's doing it.
Yeah.
Now he got to go through it.
Because
I get it. I like to speak my mind too, but certain shit I don't say because, nigga, I ain't all the way prepared to goddamn. I say a whole lot, but a whole lot I don't say that I wish I won't do.
Like the shit that I didn't agree with, I don't agree with none of that George Floyd topic he was talking
at
about.
At all.
No matter what
you're talking about.
What are you doing?
That's
crazy.
Shut up.
Come on, bro.
Even if it was true, nigga, show what?
Why are you saying that?
It's for the people, man.
And then the thing is, too, is like even if you thought, because at one point in time, who the fuck said that in the interview? I can't remember, but when he was talking about Black Lives Matter, he was talking about George Floyd.
Right.
And there was something else there was a bunch of shit I fully didn't agree with. But then when he talked about it, whenever Kanye gets to talking about ownership, assets, building up our community to have ownership,
cold.
Like the Jews, like the white people, like
wrong.
The Asian, I fuck with all that.
Yeah, when he was like saying like Gap gotta have me first, they should go to me first, and then I, nigga, I go through
and
me. Yep. And then everybody follow what I say, and then they got to go through us to me. Then we feed it back.
There
to
were
the
some
people.
Parts with that where he was trying to be too dictator.
He went crazy.
Like, I know you fuck with the dictators.
Ain't no right, ain't no left. It's me. You got to come right to me first. Then I spread it out.
He too dictator with it though, champ.
But he's 6 billion. Somebody got to do
come
it.
Come on, champ.
Because the people behind the closed doors we don't see is doing that.
Yeah, for sure. For
he's just a face of it.
That's true.
It's that's people
true.
That's pushing them buttons that's moving just like that.
100%. And he wants to be one of them.
Right.
And y'all got to pay attention to every first and last name that he mentioned that interview.
Them big guys.
Don't let that shit fly over your head.
Them big guys.
What? Billionaires that really run the world. He's giving you first and last names that people that don't even know. But I'm pretty sure 99.9% of the people that's watching that interview don't know none of them names that man was mentioning for the most part. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And those people really got influence on the world and how we process shit. And that's the part that's a genius part to him. Yeah, there's some part to him that's loose with it for sure. Right. But there's some parts to it that's some real genius to him too. You know what I'm saying? Because he knowing first and last name basis of the people that's controlling these narratives and what we consuming. You know what I'm saying? The kids included. You know?
He knows them. He knows them. He's
personally.
He's in them rooms because he's in the same bracket as them for the most part. For the most part. So that's why he had this conversation. But Elon Musk is still riding with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Elon posted that post.
Yeah, I want to see that because, you know, hopefully they doing something with Dogecoin so that go back up. You know, please.
For the love of God.
Please, save me. Get my money back. I need it. You know what I'm saying? So I see them doing that. And something with Twitter. I think he's buying another company. Is a free speech app, but crazy enough, Candace Owens.
Parler or something?
Yeah, Candace Owens' husband owns it. So it's like an insider play, to me.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? If you buy
even
that.
Before that, Trump got on that. Boy, Trump, boy, where that?
Where is
big
that?
Big Caucasian man.
Come on, man.
Boy.
Big white man.
Separated himself fully from Kanye.
He was just taking up for him, love him and all that. That nigga Trump said, hey. Kanye needs some help. I'm stepping
you gotta
back
understand,
from him. He's a little too crazy for me.
One of Kanye's first like top three black card revocation type times where the black community went against him was with the Trump.
Hey.
So he put his life on the line for Trump.
Big Caucasian man.
And that man turned his back so swiftly
on
him.
It was so quick. The complete pivot turn.
That is crazy. So before you got to find the clip, bro, and put that joint up there so the people can see it in case y'all don't know what we're talking about. He said, hey, man, that dude need professional help.
Yep,
he's crazy.
Yep, I kind of can't mess with him. And he just vouched for him and all that.
What?
Come on,
fully
man.
Helped you with your campaign? Oh!
You got to take it. Listen, that's how. And Trump was moving how Kanye's moving, too. But he white man mode. He know how to do it a little better because they've been doing it forever. You know what I'm saying? He know how to say what he can say, but still keep that calmness.
Blowtorch team.
Killed him.
That was a blowtorch.
Shout out to Trump, man.
But there's other things that like Kanye said that I really rock with, though.
Yeah.
Y'all. It's, when he said he gave, first off, there was a part where he would say $53 million in debt. We could get back to that one.
Yep.
But then this first one where he said he gave Chase and Chase Morgan and
J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan, thank you. And Chase, what did he say, $150 million? And treat him like he wasn't shit. And then he said,
told him, get your money out of our banks.
And then said, if that's how he treats me and I just gave them $140-150 million, imagine how they look at y'all.
Facts.
And that was some real shit.
That's true.
And that's why I say, so one thing about Kanye that I do like, right? There's a lot of things that you could dislike with him on a surface level, or you could call him crazy. And there's parts to him that he has lost his mind with, no doubt about it. Like that George Floyd and all that shit, talking about them Jewish people. Nigga, you crazy. You lost your mind, right?
Right.
And then he goes too far with it sometimes. But that's also, you gotta understand for the people that like Kanye and that have liked some of his past work, that's also the same thing that's that curse to him is that's been a blessing
that's
to him.
That's him. Look how far it got him. So he don't care. You know
yeah,
what I'm
so he don't know the cutoff switch.
Yeah, like spilling the beans on Meek Mill hitting Rihanna and all that.
That
and,
was crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
And he didn't talk about, yeah, but shout out to Rocky ASAP. I gotta
try to say it,
I'm gonna say it tastefully because.
But he came out here to all the women he said he was gonna do. He did. He kept saying it. He kept reiterating, going back.
And then talking about Drake fuck Kim K mom.
Right.
God, Kanye.
It's a wild guy.
You gotta chill out, champ. You got to.
He coming through like that.
You got to relax, champ.
He coming through like that. Come on, champ.
Come on, champ.
Yeah, give it to him.
Because you acting too dumb with that. You know what I'm saying? But there's a part of him, though, like, you can't really judge, and this is why I always say don't judge nobody, whether it's Will Smith, Kanye, anybody, right? The thing is because new levels create new devils.
That's no right? question.
So the thing is as you're moving up, you can't judge him on how he's moving because you don't know what the fuck he's battling up there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They say the richest African-American of all time.
Yes, he is.
Of all time.
All time.
And you know what I'm saying? He might be crazy with a lot of things, but he got some genius to him too. So like I said, you can't get the blessings without the curse, right? He's going to have some downsides, right? And these obviously we're seeing are his downsides. That's why nobody wants to give him a platform. But the thing is though, and this is one point that he was making in the whole interview where he was saying, you want to give me platforms when you use me.
Of course.
Right? But if he wants to spread his narrative, whether you agree or disagree with it, he should still have a voice.
Yeah.
That part, I agree with. I think that nobody's voice should just be eliminated. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If we're in America, we say there's freedom of speech and different things like that. Let the people talk. And if you disagree with someone, fuck it.
Got to have them conversations.
Anything with them, just don't watch this
shit.
That's
what I'm saying. That's why things go so bad. And that's why America is what it is, because people don't have those open conversations with people.
For sure.
Anytime I have
rough open conversations.
Yeah, I had those conversations with people, especially like white folks that's real conservative, because I'm a person, I'm more conservative than not. So I can have those conversations, but I'm still a nigga. Yep. So I can have those conversations and get them a little bit more understanding.
Without
to
taking
our
it
people.
Personal.
Without taking a person, then we leave with some understanding. Yeah. More of them than me, because right. I get you already, cracker.
Right.
So it's like when I break it down from a real nigga side, that I get where you're coming from. And of course, you wish more people on my side understood you guys.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm here to show you that I can look like this and still get what you got going on. Right. But you got to respect us too and our environments, how we was brought up. And we ain't got no teachings like this. Yeah. We ain't got no examples. You know what I'm saying? Looking for me, I evolved and seen a lot of stuff, so I can give you that median.
You gotta lower their white privilege blinders.
Right. Right. You know, and then they leave like, damn, but it's a conversation.
And you still might not change it, but it's a rough and tough conversation that's gonna ruffle some feathers.
And then the next conversation you have with somebody else, it'd be a little easier.
Maybe a little bit more enlightened, a little bit more educated in your takes on things.
Yeah, you just ain't gonna have your straight, why isn't it like this? I don't understand why black people don't. No, this is why.
100%. And Kanye got some ignorant ass blinders he need to let down too.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of that crazy ass ignorant shit he's saying, he need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
To.
But I do like his transparency at that billionaire level. Being because if he's the richest,
nah, he go crazy because it's such a
the transparency I fuck with.
Yeah, because he talked that shit that niggas love to hear too. Like I'm going back and forth with Puffy, nigga. I was just not even having cribs. He said I went to buy me a $50 million
motherfucking estate, motherfucker,
just to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then I made back all my feet out, got all up just
because.
He said,
Future and all that. Drake,
I'm saying what they doing.
He said, I got to start living like a billionaire.
Yeah, he said, I start any woman wants with me. I'm going to buy him a house, take him around the world.
All the women's.
He said, I'm going to do whatever.
He said, I'm going to change your life, baby.
Yeah, instantly. I'm going to make you a muse.
Yep, take you overseas.
I'm going to take it to a level that you've never seen before because I am a billionaire nigga. And you're going to get that billionaire experience. You fucking with me.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was like boss player shit too, that we like to hear that pop that collar type shit too.
Yeah.
That we need to hear more from billionaires to understand their plights and how they living. So he give both, but overall I do fuck with him, bro. It's just, you know,
for sure
he can't be who he is without being who he is,
man. 100%. You gotta take it. If you're gonna accept a person's ups, you gotta accept their downs. If you're gonna accept their positives, you gotta accept their negatives. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that Kanye West, like I said, he's fighting shit y'all probably don't even know about. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't think it's quick to pass judgment on people. I don't think that's a smart thing to do because you don't know how, you don't know what the fuck, because the amount of transparency he's given, you don't know how you would handle what he's going through if you were at his level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and one thing about Kanye, it's like three, right? Because it's similar in a lot of ways, right?
Honestly, give me them billions, shit. So
the thing is, you know exactly what you're getting with three, right? You know exactly what you're getting with me. One thing you got to respect with Kanye is you know exactly who the fuck you're going to get.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get everything. But you got people that's successful black people from the culture, and they not who they portray. So what would you rather have? Would you rather have somebody you know what you fucking with when you fucking with them? You know what you're going to hear from them. You're going to hear some wild ignorant shit, some crazy shit. Or would you rather a person over here who's trying to look perfect that ain't perfect?
Right.
That probably is saying worse shit than Kanye is saying behind closed doors.
Yeah. That's why I always respected Trump, because he right in your face with it. You know what I'm saying? So
for sure. He definitely going to be right in the face for sure.
You don't know what's going on. I'd rather know my enemy or know my friend. You know what I'm saying? I need 100%. To know what's going on.
Yeah, I just need, I don't want to have to be guessing with motherfuckers. I don't need to know who am I going to get today. I just want to know either I fuck with you or I don't.
Simple as that.
Right? So if you don't like say for instance, like, we've always, since we've done YouTube, we always got people, you know, before we got into it, there weren't nobody from the culture doing YouTube of our stature, from our environment, that attacked it how we attacked it, being fully us, right?
Nope.
So we made a pact from the beginning. We're either going to win being us or we're going to lose being us. Simple. Right? And when you go for being you, it's going to come with a lot of hate instead of trying to appease people.
Right.
Right? We always came in being us, having fun, and love being us and doing what we doing. And that resonated with a lot of people.
Most definitely.
But there's a lot of people that hate on that shit too every fucking day. And I always have hated on it back then, still hate on it now. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to come at a cost, you know? But the thing is, though, we did it being us.
No question.
You get what I'm saying? So that's the beauty of it, you know? But the thing is if you never liked our shit, guess what you could have did then and now? Just don't watch the shit.
So simple.
Just don't watch.
So simple.
If you don't like him, you don't like me, just stop watching.
That's all you got to do.
So if you don't fuck with Kanye, guess what? Just stop watching him.
Stop buying his stuff.
Stop buying his shit. Stop buying his shoes.
Stop listening to
his music. Stop it all.
There you go.
Why even make a whole uproar about all the extras?
All you're doing is giving more publicity to it. Like, you got the whole world talking about the man. All they're doing is bringing more publicity to what he got going on.
That's all I'm saying.
He does it every time. You know what I'm saying? He does it every time, and it works every time. And then he calms down, relaxes, and drops some new clothes, drops some new music, and y'all back with the program.
Yeah, and that's what I say. Is like, and I think he's kind of got that figured out where he knows that this is going to get this going.
Turn it up.
Yeah, turn it down.
Go straight. Every time.
So who's really the smart one if that's what he's, you know what I'm saying?
Like I tell people all the time, man, they say never go, if you're the smartest in the room, you're in the wrong room. No, you're the smartest in the room if you in that room. Because if I'm in a room and everybody's smarter than me, I'm the smartest person. Because isn't that the saying that the smartest person in the room, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I go in a room and everybody's smarter than me, who's the smartest in the room? You see what I'm saying?
No.
So listen, they say... If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Right. You should be in there where everybody's smarter than you, right?
Right.
So if I'm in the room where everybody's smarter than me, who's the smartest in the room?
Shit, somebody. Everybody's smarter
than you. Got to be the person, me, because I knew to get in this room. Y'all dumb. Y'all smarter than me. Why I'm in here with y'all?
That was a trick question,
I'm the smartest
brother.
Motherfucker.
I don't appreciate being tricked.
Bro. I know that, but I kind of set it up. But yeah, you get what I'm saying? Yep. Like, nigga, if it's 10 billionaires in there and I'm a millionaire, I come in that motherfucker, who the smartest?
So it was smart to come in this room.
Hell yeah, y'all niggas all the same.
For sure.
Nigga, I'm the nigga that coming up.
I figured it out.
I'm the smartest.
We are the room.
Come on now.
Come on, Nip, man. He got in that room, did he?
So who's the smartest in that room?
Yeah, he got in that motherfucker, did he?
So there you go, man. Yeah. So that's what it breaks down to. So, hey, man, episode 42.
Absolutely.
Season 3, we back in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody rocking the campaign. We hear him, the man's hand, man. That's the top of the move.
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe, like, tell a friend. The biggest, best podcast in the world. You know what I mean? Mess with us now, because next year when we bigger than Joe Rogan's and all this all over the world, doing tours in Malaysia, doing the speaking, the meet and greets, and it's charge you $10,000 to goddamn even go to the meet and greet. Y'all remember, y'all could have rocked with us from the seed. We're going to know you now. You hear me? That's how you want to be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you got any product placements, anything y'all want to do, y'all want to get it on the podcast, y'all want something on the wall, y'all want something on the table, y'all want us to talk about y'all products and different things y'all got going on, y'all entrepreneurs out there just like us, and you just need a little push, a little extra bump, a little extra juice in the battery, holler at us, man. BallerNothingElse@yahoo.com. DM my dog, Mr. Organic, at Mr. Organic with a K on Instagram, or Tall Guy Car Views until I switch my name on Instagram too, man. We both big verified with blue checks. It's very hard to miss us.
Yeah, we're there, man. Oh, we're there for y'all, man. So let's continue to go and grow. It's top of the move, man. See you guys next time. All right, we up out of here, man.
Big legend. What's up,
Slim?
Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud.